feel Jesus tonight.
Amen.
Amen. This day has been for me a day of closeness to the Lord, God's blessings, and I'm so thankful for that. Amen. I needed what God has done in my heart today, and I'm thankful that God's not done. But he's in a working, even condition right now in my life and my soul. Feels good to feel God. And I do want to just, right along with Brother Zach, I want to say thank you so much. Amen. To everybody that worked so hard. Amen. At our Friendsgiving, those that sacrificed, it was a lot of work. Amen. And I want to say thank you for everyone. Amen. Little things, big things, every portion. Amen. We want to say we definitely appreciate you. Amen. And Sister Butler, where are you? Sister Butler. Amen. I want to say thank you to Sister Butler. Amen. For the heavy load that she carried in coordinating this event the last 3 years. And she has done a tremendous job. Amen. We did more than feed people. We did more than feed people. We gave an opportunity for them to come. And, amen, for them to fellowship. And I'm believing God that God would fulfill his word in many of their lives. Amen. We do want to go to the Lord in prayer tonight. And I want you to help us pray for the church in Buford, Georgia. Brother Copeland. Amen. I love what somebody showed me. They said that he put on Facebook. Amen. Devil, we're not closing our service. Amen. A door open for them to have a service at a local church there. And they had service today at 2 o'clock, from what I understand, and other building open up for them. Amen. To have service. Amen. And I'm so thankful for the glory and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When that church started years ago, amen, Brother Cooley went there. And Brother Cooley's first service, he invited people to come. And they rented a building, and they rented the upstairs. It was above a barber shop, exactly. And it was inconvenient by all measures because somebody said, man, that'd be hard for people. But you know that first service, they had about 70 people. God began to fill people with the Holy Ghost, and Brother Sister Cooley, the Lord used them. And then they moved to Bryan, and of course, Cherish and Hunter were born, but and they came and been with us for 12 years. But Brother Copeland came. Brother Tim Copeland took the church after Brother Sister Cooley. And Brother Copeland was a mighty evangelist in his time and hour. And he went there with a vision, the burden, and took that. And just a year ago, they had his funeral. What a mighty, mighty work the Lord is doing in Buford. And I just felt this in the Lord today. I just feel that the eyes of people all over are on that, especially those local people there. And friend, amen, we have a great God that wants to give revival. Amen. So tonight we're going to pray for that church. Amen. Sister Tamara Frazier, we want to keep believing the Lord to touch her. Kenny Hodges, Carolyn Patrick, and I see you and Tyler Summer, this young lady had a wreck on a four-wheeler, 14-year-old young lady. And she's at a place right now where she is just there. And but I have a God. Because you could pray with me and talk to that God on behalf of every one of these needs. Anybody else have a need tonight? You want God to just if you have an unspoken request, you need God to do something tonight, just lift your hand. Amen. Signifying that, Lord, I have a need. Hallelujah. Come on, the Lord is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Would you lift your other hand to him right now and give it to him, Lord? I give you every need in this place, every need represented. God, every circumstance, God. God, even things that we can't even put in words. Lord Jesus, our words are too short. Our words is not able. God, you know, God, but these hands that were raised this evening, you see the heart. You see what you're doing, Lord, tonight. I trust your help. I trust your word. I trust your promise. And Lord, we believe you tonight, God, for answers. We trust you for provisions. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the word of God. And somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody ought to shout amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. And had a young man that went to an apostolic church. He had never been in a church in his life. And preacher was preaching. And somebody shouted amen. And the young man thought, they said, I'm in. Amen. Like, I'm joining. Yeah, I'm in with this preacher. Amen. When you say amen, it ought to be, Lord, I'm in. I'm in this with you. Hallelujah. I believe in you tonight. Woo. I believe in you for answers tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. My. Woo. I feel the touch of the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Oh. My. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Amen, sis. Amen. From California. I'm sorry I didn't get your name today. Amen. Sister Francis, we're so blessed you're here. Amen. And what a joy to have you worshiping the Lord with us. Amen. It's a great honor to have you. And thank God for your walk with God. Amen. We're so thankful for that. Amen. And everyone else that is here this evening. Amen. I want to go to Joshua, the 6th chapter. I love it when the Lord does speak. The Lord does confirm. And I'm telling you, the last week, weeks, the Lord has given me words of encouragement, words, scriptures, just a fragment of a scripture, and just little things, and places that I turn, places I look, and songs that I all of a sudden come over the radio. Confirm what the Lord has spoke to me. My wife may be reading a devotion in the morning. She said, hey, let me share this. And it's been confirmations and different things people have said, has confirmed. And Joshua, the 6th chapter, is so beautiful how God confirmed this to me the other day. Amen. I felt impressed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just a few words of this. And when I woke up that morning, this is what the Lord spoke. The first 6 words of Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Jericho was straightly shut up. Their doors were shut. Everything was there. They completely fortified themselves. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. See, I have given it. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Verse 4, and the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when they have make a long blast with the ram's horn. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout. And the wall of the city shall fall flat. And the people shall ascend upon every man straight before him. Amen. Are you thankful today for the power of the Lord? The scripture said again, Jericho was straightly shut up. Tonight, amen, in this place, God wants to speak to our hearts. Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love and I thank you today. Thank you for your precious presence, God, that we are here tonight. God, to, Lord, experience. I thank you for the opportunity today, God, to worship you, to love you, to step before your throne this evening, Jesus. Hallelujah. To feel your touch and to know it, Lord, to know your direction in my life. And we thank you, Lord God, for the privilege, Lord Jesus, that others can find direction, peace, and joy tonight in your word, in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm in.
I'm in.
Praise God. You may be seated tonight. Jericho. Jericho simply meant a pleasant smell. The reason why Jericho meant a pleasant smell or an aromatic smell was because Jericho had a lot of palm dates, a lot of trees that when you went there, it was that fresh smell of life. And geographically, it was significant because Jericho was a prime spot on the Jordan River. If you were going to build anything, you would want to build it there. It was fertile. And it was a perfect trade area because you had the Mediterranean Sea and the mountainous areas. The road was a crossroad. And historically, the children of Israel, by the time the children of Israel arrived there, here in the scripture under Joshua's leadership, the Canaanites had been living in that region for centuries. And they became a well-established civilization, and they had huge walls of defense. They were very strategic in their planning. In fact, they were a very wealthy city because of their location, because of the condition of the area. And they were very religious in their cultic practices. They worshiped different gods, many gods. And it gave them a distinction to everybody else because of this was a place of wealth, they thought, because they worship all these different gods that they were blessed. And I want to just tell you, you're not blessed when you worship anything other than the one true God. So, in the biblical perspective here, God had promised the land of Canaan way back to Abraham. Well, the Lord spoke to Abraham, get yourself out of the Ur of Chaldees and come into the promise, the place that I tell you, and I'm going to bless you with it. Well, this is for Abraham and his descendants. However, Israel became enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. And during this time, the Canaanites continued to develop and expand their cities, including what we know as Jericho. They took it and they built this city. Jericho was a very, very beautiful place. It was on a mountain, on a mound, a high up place. And how beautiful it was with the Jordan River, the mountain scenes way behind it, and the Mediterranean Sea, and the crossroad of people would come there and trade. And it was a great place. Everybody talked about Jericho. But Jericho was sitting and occupying the property that belonged to the people of God. Think with me. It was God's people and God's promise way before the Canaanites came and began to build this great city. And so when the children of Israel, the Lord brought them out of Egypt, think with me, he brings them out of Egypt and he said, I want you to follow me and I'm going to give you the promised land, which was Canaan. We find the children of Israel begin to follow Moses, and they just followed Moses, but they forgot to follow God. As a result of unbelief, they wandered in the wilderness until God could get unbelief out of their hearts. And many of them never walked into the promised land, but there arose a generation along with Joshua that said, we're going to take the promises of God. We're going to believe in the one true God. Joshua said, you can choose what you want, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Are you thankful? And he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate in it day and night. Amen. Oh, and in doing so, there's going to be good success. In fact, the only time you'll ever reach success in the Bible is Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. But it comes with taking the word of God and putting it in your heart. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, Jericho, logically, the children of Israel started taking territory. The Lord began to help them. And he said, I'm going to give you back what is promised. What the enemy has taken. And the enemy has occupied. But Jericho held the logical advantage. It had a history, will tell you, a double wall fortification. It was fortified strategically. And these two walls surrounded Jericho. And strategically was set up for survival and defense. They tell you also, archaeologists say, that there was a stone foundation under the walls and under the city, a solid base to prevent erosion and to give a support system to those walls that they couldn't be easily pushed over from within or from without. Also, the walls had towers and guard posts, and it offered vantage points for launching projectiles, and it offered a higher platform for defense. Anybody want to try to scale the walls? Amen. It was known that they would pour hot water, anything they had, rocks, shoot arrows. They had an advantage. And not only that, but history says they had strong gates and a complex gatehouse system, critical for defense. And the gates, the Bible begins to implement right here, that were shut up and barred, indicating a secure system at a time of siege. This defensive design to the city gave it a great advantage logically. It also had a water system. There were reservoirs there. There was a spring that in the middle of that city that could sustain them for a long time, perhaps if they were attacked and surrounded in the midst of a siege or attacked. And not only that, but this whole city held an advantage because it had the capability to resist any kind of attack. The defense system could withstand convenient attacks, conventional attacks, with its double walls, its tower, its gates, and its strategic location. And it made it one of the most fortified cities in history of its time. But Jericho was the people of God's. Tonight I want to preach to you, but Jericho belongs to you. Are you thankful that the promise of God still belongs to you tonight? Amen. Even though the city was fortified and the people there strategically had got to the place that they felt well secure in case of an attack. Amen. I'm thankful that God's people is God's people. And friend, Jericho belonged to the people of God. Beforehand, it was promised to Moses. And now to the people that God just delivered out of Egypt. Remember, Joshua had already sent two spies. Joshua chapter 2, verse 24. They said unto Joshua when they came back from spying out the land, they said, truly the Lord had delivered into our hands all the land. For even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. They said, hey, we got this. It belongs to us. And the inhabitants are afraid. We got this land. Joshua 6, 2, we just read in our text. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. I want to tell somebody, amen, Jericho belongs to you. The promise of God belongs to you. The people of Jericho held the logical advantage here. But inwardly, they were insecure. And the Bible says they fainted at who the children of Israel belonged to. Oh, they weren't impressed by the children of Israel, just by them, but it was because of their God. Amen. Are you thankful today that you can live because of your great God? Amen. Hallelujah. The God that opened up the Red Sea, that destroyed the Egyptians' armies, the horses and destroyed their chariots. Amen. It was a God that they were afraid of. The God that put a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud above these people that were in that wilderness. The people of Jericho had known about it and they were afraid of it. The God that helped them, that rained manna and fed these people, that's the God that they were afraid of. The God that sustained their clothing and their shoes. The God that provided and blessed them daily. This was a God that they did not have. Even though they felt blessed and they felt well secure, and they boasted about their gods that bless them. But I want to tell you, there's no God like our God. I'm glad that my God's still the same tonight. Amen. My maker is my God. Oh, you ought to clap your hands tonight. Somebody ought to praise him tonight because he's a keeper of promises. Moses, the Bible says, could not enter to the promise of God, but he saw it. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 3 that the priest took the Ark of the Covenant and they put it on their shoulders. And when they came to the Jordan River was flooded out of its banks. And you know as well as myself, anytime, amen, a river's flooded, amen, I mean, the steepness of the banks of that Jordan River was tremendous. But the Bible says the moment that the priests with the ark on their shoulders, their feet touched the waters, God caused a great heap of water to rise up, and he dammed it with an invisible dam that the children of Israel, these people holding the ark, stood there with the ark on their shoulders till everybody walked across the dry Jordan River, just like the Lord did the Red Sea. Amen. He did it at the Jordan River. And the people of Jericho had known this. And friend, their gods couldn't do it. Their gods didn't answer their prayer. Their gods didn't do this kind of miracle. I want to tell somebody, there's no God like my God. Woo. Amen. Somebody ought to look at somebody and say, there's no God like my God. Hey, he's still the same. The scripture said yesterday, today, and forever, he's still the same. I'm glad that my God still keeps his word. Amen. My God still keeps his promise. In fact, if you study that scripture in Joshua, that when the Lord in Joshua chapter 3, when the Lord heaped up that great wall of water there, it dried up the Jordan River all the way to the Salt Sea. Read it. I'm telling you, God does a great work, doesn't he? The God had done it again. And now the people of Jericho, they looked. Here comes these people with that mighty God camping against them. Their city was well secured, well walled, and well set, supposedly in position. But hear me. Amen. One disadvantage they had, even though they had logically the advantage of being a secure city. Hey, we could withstand anything. Amen. We could withstand enemies and conventional attacks. But friend, amen, the disadvantage they had, they didn't have the mighty God who created the heaven and the earth. We have an advantage. Amen. Are you thankful that the advantage, silver and gold can't buy this? Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Isaiah 54 says this, for thy maker is thine husband. I'm glad I'm married to the Lord. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall be called. I'm glad when I call the name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Amen. I'm calling the God of the whole earth. I'm not talking to a God. I'm not talking to a committee, but I'm talking to the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. I'm talking to the one who is a present help in the time of need, a God that will never fail you, a God that will never leave you, a God that will keep his word. Hallelujah. And sometimes we get to that place of thinking we're in a disadvantage. The walls look so great. The situation at hand looks so strategic of the enemy. But I read a little poem that said, God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. Woo, hallelujah. I want to trust the word of the Lord. Amen. I want to trust the heart of my God. Amen. I know the plan. Amen. I know the way of God. Amen. One man said, I read the back of the book and we win. Are you thankful that there's a winning plan that God has? Amen. When you can't see it, when the walls stand up against you, there is a winning plan that the Lord God has for those that know him. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. Look at your neighbor and say, mighty. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That word strongholds, thank you, Sister Becky. You gave me a little daily deal with a Greek word. And the day's Greek word was a confirmation. It was the scripture that I just read it to you. Amen. How the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty to God through the pulling down of strongholds. On that little calendar that you flip every day, and the word for the day was strongholds. The Greek word simply means a prison or a fortress. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are mighty, are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of prisons. Amen. At pulling down of fortresses. Jericho, you may be big and you may be strategic, but you're sitting on my promise. You're sitting on what belongs to me. Amen. What God has given me. Somebody tonight, God has given you promises, but it seems there's a Jericho there. Oh, hallelujah. And this is on that little calendar, Sister Becky. It says, are there any areas in your mind that are currently controlled by the enemy's lies of fear, doubt, and worry? It says the devil wants you to feel that the impossibility of victory. It says the deception is his tool. Then it says, if you feel this way, recognize you belong to God. Then arise in the power of the Spirit with the weapons of God, using the name of Jesus Christ. Confirmation today, Sister Becky. Hey, that no weapon formed against us, no walls big enough, no Jericho strategically enough. And logic may say you have the disadvantage. But I want to tell you, one with God makes up a majority. When you have God on your side, amen, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because there's a mighty God that will stand with you. I love that God holds the pen that writes victory in spite of situation. Think with me. Impossibility, sicknesses tonight, problems, even situation that seems to bring a conclusion and a bottom line. And you don't know how it's going to end. I got a God that still answers and has power, even when logic doesn't, things don't make sense. And things seem to be panning out the wrong direction. I have a God, amen, who's a promise keeper. Jericho, I just want to let you know you belong to God. You belong to me. Victory belongs to me tonight. Amen. Oh, friend, you could bow to defeat. You could bow to all the problems. Amen. But tonight, we're drawing a powerful parallel between the story of Jericho and the spiritual battles we face over God's promises in our life. I want to tell somebody, God's promises are still sure and amen. Amen. Jericho was a part of God's plan. And God promises his children a guarantee. Amen. When we follow him. How beautiful. Like Jericho, our promises often come with obstacles of opposition and things that we got to overcome. Things that we have to be obedient. But God, some big walls. They always said that Jericho was, the walls were so thick that they would have chariot races on the top of the walls. That was just one wall. This was a double wall city, according to history. I want to just say this tonight. Amen. Satan's tactics is to secure what is ours. When he comes, Amen. He wants to make it impossible. Amen. He wants to make us doubt about God's promises. He wants to fortify the walls. Amen. So great that you start doubting the ability of the word of God, the things of God. Amen. Oh, the enemy started whispering lies to make us question God's timing, God's goodness, and God's ability. Hear me tonight. Amen. Some of you, amen, you're trying to do it your way instead of God's way because, amen, you start leaning on the flesh. The enemy makes you feel that there's no way out. Intimidation comes by the enemy. The size and the strength of Jericho's walls begins to affect and paralyze us. But I come to tell somebody, but Jericho belongs to us. Victory belongs to us tonight. Amen. Oh, the enemy wants you to distract you. The enemy wants to distract your progress. The enemy wants to distract your relationship and your calling. Your calling. Your calling. The enemy wants to distract. Satan aims to divert us from pursuing what God has already given us. Think with me. It takes faith and obedience to claim his promises. The Israelites, the conquest of Jericho required faith and obedience. Think with me. It was silly for them, foolish for them, to have swords and all this and start marching around the walls of Jericho. Can you imagine those that were inside the fortresses and on the walls and the towers? They were watching. What in the daylights are these people doing? And they watched them march round and round. Something's coming up. Amen. They couldn't figure it out. They were scratching their heads. But the Bible says, amen, the children of Israel just obeyed God. Amen. Similarly, we got to obey God's instruction even when we don't see it. And when it's not logical to us to obey God, when we can't feel it, can you imagine somebody come to Brother Joshua? I don't feel it. I feel like you're out of order. Oh, Sister Joshua, you need to talk to Brother Joshua. He's going crazy. He's out of his head. There's something wrong. But friend, if God said it, amen, God is the keeper of promises. Even when it don't look right, I'm glad that the word of God still stands. I want to say God fights for us. The walls of Jericho wasn't achieved through human strength. Amen. This reminds us of the battles that we face. Amen. When we align with God, amen, there's no force, amen, no circumstance, or even our doubts that it can keep us from what God can do for us. Amen. Personal application tonight is this. Somebody needs to realize, but Jericho belongs to us. Amen. It don't belong to the enemy. Amen. You don't belong to the enemy. You don't belong a captive of the enemy. You belong to the Almighty God. When we trust in God and his word, God is faithful and just to keep what he's promised to you. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. But they're rich. They're big. They're bad. They got it together. The only thing it takes is God. One little thing. I don't care how big your city is. I don't care how big your walls are. I don't care how big your plan is. I don't care how big your strategy is. I don't care how much you feel you're blessed by your gods. I have a God who's bigger than that to knock down your walls. Amen. Because you're sitting on territory that belongs to us. Joshua 6th chapter, amen, the Bible says, on the seventh day they arose early in the morning, the dawning of that day, and could pass the city after the manner of seven times. Only on that day they could pass the city seven times. Verse 16, and it came to pass at the seventh time when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. I'm thankful today that God has a promise and he's ready to give it. The Bible says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every time tongue that rises against us in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Tonight Jericho belongs to you. That place is yours. That property is yours. That promise is yours. Yeah. but Jericho is yours. You want to stand and clap your hands tonight in this place. Victory belongs to the church of the living God. Oh, somebody ought to shout tonight. Healing belongs to you tonight. Joy belongs to you tonight. Woo! You ought to shout because God has given you the city. You ought to shout, God has given you your victory. Hell, you ought to lift your voice to God and know that God is the keeper of his word and his promise. Oh, yes, indeed. Come on, somebody clap your hands. Come on, give God that honor tonight. God hasn't backed up. God hasn't forfeited his promise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise God. I wish somebody would just say so tonight. Amen. If he's done something for you. Amen. Come on. He's given you a promise. You ought to worship him. Come on, Jericho belongs to you tonight. The promise belongs to you. The promise belongs to you tonight. Hallelujah. You got a reason to worship God. You got a reason to shout to God. Come on. Whose side are you on? Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Hey, I want to praise him tonight. I'm on the winning side. Oh, hey, yeah. Woo. Now I want you to get what the Lord spoke to me. Those six words. Now Jericho was straightly shut up. Well, I love it when the enemy shuts up. Amen. God shuts your enemy up.
Well, that's right.
Woo. Oh. Amen. It didn't mean their mouth was shut up alone.
Come on.
Friend, they locked every door. They cowered back behind their walls. In fear, they knew, amen, according to Rahab, they knew the power of their God. And Rahab said, don't leave me here. I don't want to be in this city. The God that you serve is going to give victory. Tonight, I love it when the Lord God shuts up the enemy. Binds him up.
Yes.
It's time, friend, that the enemy shuts up. Amen. Oh, God. I want the glory of the Holy Ghost tonight. I want the glory of victory. Amen. Jericho, you're going to fall because you belong to the church. God had Moses to lead the children of Israel. But there came a time and an hour that Moses died. And there arose Joshua. A Joshua is needed tonight. Today's been a special day for me in the sense that I've asked God. There used to be a little 90-year-old woman, that lady of God, that drove here. That sat right behind Brother and Sister Riley right there. And I said, God, she was a Moses. She stood when everybody else was not. Amen. Her child, her people, amen. Oh, they didn't want to live for God. She lived for God. She followed. She drove 52 miles one way to come to this church for years. And she, God put her in our lives. I would that somebody, amen, would say, God, I want that mantle of prayer that Sister K.K. Woodard had. I want that walk. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, that no fear that she had. Amen. I've asked God to let that mantle, if it could be, amen, fall on some young lady in this place. Amen. That God will allow it. Amen. The spirit of prayer, the spirit of righteousness, and the love of God to fall on you. Amen. Oh, friend, somebody tonight, I'm telling you, the same God of Catherine Woodard, amen, is the same God that will fulfill your life. Amen. Hear me. God has placed it before us. Oh, Jericho. Jericho. You're sitting on my promise. Hallelujah. And Jericho was straightly shut up. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Jesus. Hallelujah. You ready to shut up the enemy? You ready to bind the enemy? Are you ready to see the enemy that has been boasting your face? Amen. With his brightness and his ways. Amen. All the logical things. All the different things that seem to be so great. Hey friend, I'm ready for my enemy to shut up. Are you ready for it to shut up? Are you ready for you to have the advantage? I'm telling you, you have the advantage. God has given the church the advantage in this hour. Amen. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I want that greater advantage of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Then when Ashton Butler prays for somebody, that the power of the Holy Ghost would fall. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That when Brother Guillermo prays for somebody, amen, Brother Will, that God would use you mightily. Amen. Hallelujah. The hungry, amen, will have there. Amen. Their victory. Amen. Those that follow God. Amen. When everybody else is bowing out. Amen. Oh, for the people. Amen. Oh, that they've watched what God's done all their life. But they get to that promised land. And they look at that Jordan. And they say, if God done it before the Red Sea, he could do it now. The promises is mine. Jericho, you're mine tonight. Hallelujah. You got a reason to shout tonight. You got a reason to shout. Somebody has a reason to shout tonight in the house of God. You got a reason to lift your voice. You got a right to praise God. Amen. You've been washed in the blood. You've been filled with the Holy Ghost. This thing was not done in a corner, but it's done with the fullness of the Holy Ghost.
So,
pika ropa, ra la la bo koria da da.
Hallelujah. There's some in the Holy Ghost tonight that God has given you promises. Logically, you have not seen it. You haven't seen your promise. If you got a promise from the Lord and it hadn't yet come to pass, and you know it was a definite promise, and you're waiting on your victory, you've been discouraged. Things have stepped in between you. There's been walls, Jericho walls against you and your victory that you can't penetrate. There's things that have rose up against you that seems to have a strategy that won't end. I want you to step out of your pew and I want you to come to this front close as you can to the pulpit. Hallelujah. Don't even hesitate. Don't think twice about it. You've got a promise. I want you to come. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Would you lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your heart tonight? Let's love the Lord back for what he's done for us this evening. Thank you, Jesus. I love it. I thank you, God, for what you're doing, Lord. I love you. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being our victory. Hallelujah. Go ahead and love him. Hallelujah. Go ahead and love him tonight. Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Riana moro Dios. Dale Dios delikia tiedros. Maros, maros, maros. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know that the first of the year we're planning to do 50 days of consecration. Beginning of the year. But today's December the 1st. At the night service has been something I felt the Lord wanted to do for us. I want somebody to take the challenge for the next 25 days. Till what we call the day that we celebrate Christmas. I know Jesus was not born on the 25th, even by history, but we do observe that because they have made that day to stop and observe. If the market begins to proclaim that's a day to observe, the calendar says that's the day to observe. We Christians would be foolish not to honor Jesus. Jesus is not Santa Claus, reindeer, but he's a King of Kings. And I believe in the part of honoring our Savior more than traditions of holidays and pagan things. I want you the next 24 days, let this service tonight be something you gave to God. But I want you to look for something. The wise men came from afar bearing precious gifts. I want you to look for the next 24 days, every day, for something to do for Jesus as a gift. Something above the ordinary in your life. Something maybe, even if it's taking a particular time of the day to say, this is going to be my time to focus and sing to the Lord a song. Ordinary, something out of the ordinary. Or this, at this time, I'm going to spend this 15 minutes calling people and encouraging people. Or this day, I'm not going to use my phone or tablet for any kind of entertainment. I'm going to dedicate that. Or it could be the next 25 days, saying no entertainment. God, this is for you. Make it something worthy to sacrifice for God. It's not a fast. It's a giving to God, okay? Make it a positive giving that, God, I give it to you. You watch the next 25 days what God will start doing in your life. Things start unfolding. Whether it's saying, today I'm going to find five people to reach to. In church, out of church, it doesn't matter. There's something surely you could do the next 24 days for the King. Or is it saying, you know, we're going to start doing the devotion in our house before we go to bed. Are we going to read a psalm together, a proverb together? Something strategically that you give to God, like the wise men. Wise men still seek him, and wise men still bring gifts to God. In the offering covenant that we've been reading, and we didn't get to do it today, but by the authority of your word, God, I have given. It will be given back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I am a tither. I bring my tithe into your storehouse. Therefore, the enemy is rebuked. Shut up. The curse is broken. The windows of heaven are open. And Lord, you pour out a blessing on me, a blessing that is not room to receive it. We receive jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, sales and commissions, benefits and settlements, estates and inheritance, interests and incomes, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, bills paid off, debts demolished, and royalties received. My whole family saved and walking with God, perfect health and abundance to walk in divine favor and blessing. I am blessed going in and I am blessed going out. All that I do will prosper in Jesus' name. How many wants the blessings of the Lord on you? Amen. Be a wise person. Seek to give. Take the challenge. Amen. I'm not going to ask for commitments tonight by raising hands. We're not going to question and investigate. But I want somebody just to do it. Somebody to join in with us and say, Pastor, and I want you to have to tell me physically, but I want you to say, Jesus, the next 24 days, there's going to be something for you. If you have to write it down strategically and say, this day, set a goal every day intentionally, do it. Amen. We got to have the blessings of God. I got to have the promises of God fulfilled. Amen. I want to see souls filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to see my family filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to see your family filled with the Holy Ghost. Stand with us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. If there is somebody near you, or would you go to somebody and I want you to pick their hand up. And I want you to lift their hand up tonight and lift your other hands with theirs. Hallelujah. Amen. Victory belongs to the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift their hand up. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray with them right now. Lord, we declare your victory. We declare your glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We declare it. We declare glory in our church, in our homes, our families. We declare glory in this city, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for victory tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make us victorious through the power of your spirit, through the power of the blood, the power of the word, and your name, Jesus. We worship you. We love you. Hallelujah. Come on, won't you bless the Lord tonight? God's still doing something right now. Ooh, I feel the anointing and the healing of God. Receive your healing tonight, brother. In Jesus' name, sister, receive that healing by the power of the blood. Victory, 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 victory now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Now clap your hands and shout to God. Clap your hands and shout on the Lord. I want to say God is not mad at you, but God wants to be mad about you. Amen. God wants to get victory in your life. Amen. God bless you. Let's go to heaven together. Amen. Greet somebody in Jesus' name and tell them just that. I want to go to heaven with you. Amen. Praise God.
Coming out of that, but just